speaking of things presidential, we're sort of walking through James Comey's testimony before the Senate panel today. And, of course, it's about Donald Trump. By the way, Donald Trump Jr.'s 40 tweets are before me. He tweeted at least 40 times in the first 2.5 hours of the testimony today. And he was on a roll. Sometimes you fall in love with your own tweets and you just kind of get into a groove. And the next thing you know, you look up and you've put 3-4 dozen of them out there. And then you go back and see how many likes and retweets you've got. Sometimes you retweet people yourself. You know, he's very, very defensive because it's his dad. He's 39 years old, though. So at some point, they've got to unhitch that trailer, that wagon from that donkey or whatever. There's a metaphor out there. I'm not nailing it. But at some point, you got to go, I know that's my dad, but I have to stop reacting like his son. In fact, I have to stop reacting altogether. I won't go into that in any great detail now, but I will say this. President Roosevelt, who never once tweeted, is going to join us this summer, Saturday, August 12th. Saturday, August 12th. President Roosevelt and I will be on stage together. We won't be talking about this per se. Whenever Roosevelt comes to town, we let him entertain and amuse and inform us about some of his great adventure stories and some of his brilliant thoughts and some of the things that are still America today were Teddy Roosevelt's ideas. In fact, if ever there was a good time to hear Teddy Roosevelt, it'll be this August. And so he's going to be on the stage with me at the College of DuPage. And then you get a chance to ask questions, too. So if you want to ask him about his trip to South America or his hunting expeditions, his safaris in Africa, you'll get a chance to do that. If you want to ask him what he thinks about immigration policies or tweets, you can do that as well. And I want you to circle on your calendar the date, Saturday, August 12th. That's when he's going to be to town. Ticket information will come your way on our website and on this show next week, August 12th, 1:45 on WGN. This is John Williams. Eric Zorn, the Chicago Tribune columnist, friend of mine, and also a not infrequent guest on this radio station, joins us for just a minute here. We're going to record our Mincing Rascals podcast tomorrow and broadcast part of that on Saturday. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Hey, John. Good. How are you?
What's your takeaway? Good, thank you. What's your headline on the Comey testimony today?
Well, I think that it did not do incredible damage to Trump because it confirmed a couple of things that he'd been saying, that Comey had been kind of telling him that he wasn't under investigation. It looked like Comey was trying to soothe him a little bit and keep him quiet. I thought generally Comey came off as being very credible, and his portrayal of Trump as a liar and an oaf and a bully were very strong. Again, he didn't make the leap to obstruction of justice, any kind of impeachable offense. So I'm sure that's how the right wing media is going to be spinning it. I haven't been watching; I've been writing here. So,
what was your reaction to his leaking via a friend his notes to the New York Times?
I thought his excuse for that was pretty peculiar. As is his explanation that he doesn't have copies of these memos. He's saying, like, I gave my copies to Mueller.
And then Senator, I think it was Lankford, said, well, do you think we could get copies? And he goes, and this is so bizarre. He goes, probably. And there was this dead pause in the room, and everybody's like, well, yeah.
Unless you're scrawling something out on parchment, everything automatically is backed up to your hard drive, probably to the cloud. It's not like, you write something and you give it, like there's one copy of something and you give it to somebody else and it no longer exists.
But Eric, that was such a political act. Do you think that sort of impugns his integrity or his testimony?
Impugns his testimony? I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure what there is not to believe about his testimony. I certainly credit everything that he says about how he deals. Nothing he said about Trump is inconsistent with what we already know about Trump.
All right. Well, maybe not. I mean, what do we know about Trump but what we read in the New York Times? And there was Comey saying some of that's not true. Why would he do that, leak that to initiate a special investigation if he didn't have a political agenda, if he didn't hate Trump so much that he wanted to bury the guy? And if that's who Comey is, then doesn't that taint what he is saying otherwise?
Well, he buried him with a memo that he wrote contemporaneously. The question is not really, I don't think, the authenticity of that memo. It's why he leaked it like that. I mean, his excuse was if I gave it to the press, it would be like a flock feeding seagulls on a beach or something like that, so that he leaked it through a friend. Again, you know, that criticism would be much more valid coming from the Republicans if that place wasn't, you know, if Trump himself wasn't like a huge leaker. I mean, leaking goes on all the time in Washington. I'm not sure that you just discredit everything that he had to say.
Well, then my advice to him would be not to out yourself for leaking it. He did not need to volunteer the method by which the New York Times got that memo. I mean, I just don't understand the logic of any of that.
Well, I guess it means he's honest. It did seem like a very peculiar thing that he certainly had every right at that point to call the New York Times and say, "Hey, look, I took notes on these things, and here they are." I mean, I don't think anyone could have faulted him for that, because they weren't, as he pointed out in the testimony, they weren't confidential. They weren't government property. He's a private citizen.
Yeah, no, he gets to do that, I guess. Fine.
It does seem a little, yeah, like probably. And somebody sort of asked him about some of the other leaks that have been coming out, things that had foretold some of the things that he was going to talk about today. And I think like a lot of people in Washington, he was among the leakers.
I think Rubio's point about this was well taken. He said, so all of the stuff that was leaked, but three times, in fact, you told the president he wasn't under investigation. Granted, that may have been a narrow statement, but three times that happened. That's been out there for a while. Nobody believed it. Why didn't the fact that the president was not under investigation, why did that not get leaked, says Rubio? We all were assuming the opposite. And then here's the FBI director.
Well, I think the thing about that is first of all, it's hard to leak a negative, right? I think it's hard to prove a negative. And the other thing is that one might also say that he's not yet under investigation.
Which is
sort of the tone of what Comey was saying.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Read between the lines, there was a lot of sense of like, well, we didn't have that then, but you know, this isn't over yet, and the FBI, former FBI director, is going to take this and run with it. So you never know.
Well, I'm not clear about this, Eric. Can you clear it up for me? Was the FBI, was Comey saying that while he was there, Trump was not under investigation criminally or for obstruction of justice? Are both of those facts true?
I think it's both true. Yes, he was not personally under investigation. They're looking into right now his campaign, people in his campaign, what they were doing with Russia, and ultimately, you know, the person at the head of the campaign was Donald Trump. And if these things were going on under him, the question then becomes, you know, what did he know?
Okay,
and
but that
did he know it? But that's not, we're not there yet. We are
right.
Not there yet. I admit that. So that's why I say he's not yet under investigation. He may never be under investigation. They may never be able to show or prove that there were some freelancers under him. I think Trump referred to them as satellites, right?
And, the
people who were under him who were doing stuff. You know, I don't have a feeling that Donald Trump is a really organized, meticulous guy when it comes to this kind of stuff. That he's a detail man. So that it's perfectly possible there were people under him who were orchestrating stuff with Russia, and they either weren't telling him, or they told him and he forgot, or he didn't process it. I mean, I don't think of Trump as like a mastermind. So that's why I kind of wonder whether he actually has the ability to collude with Russia or something like that.
The parsing of words is fascinating to me. The fact that Loretta Lynch told him to describe the investigation as a matter, not as an investigation, was utterly disappointing. I have to pause for a second. Do you have another minute, or you got to go back to your keyboard, your parchments?
I do. No, I'd for you always, John.
Stay right there. Eric Zorn, you may want to jump in. I hope you do. 312-981-7200. Eric, a couple of questions from some of our listeners. You got a second?
Sure.
Julie, jump in there. Thanks for waiting. What did you want to say?
Hi, thank you. I think the reason Comey brought out his leaking the message to the reporter was that if he hadn't said it during the course of the upcoming investigation, it would have come out, and he'd have certainly been accused of trying to hide something, which wouldn't have looked good either.
Yeah, I guess that explains him outing himself, but it still doesn't exactly explain the behavior. I'm a little mystified that he chose to do that anyway.
No, I hadn't thought about that till you said it, but I think that's why he did it now.
Yeah. Interesting point. Thank you, Julie. Comment on that at all, Eric?
No, I agree. I think it's a very strange thing that he did, leaking it like that when he had every right to just put it out there. It wasn't like it was, you know. So,
Melissa, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. So I had the opportunity to watch on and off this morning, but I was curious on your take on Senator McCain's portion.
That was confusing to everybody, wasn't it?
I was taken aback. I have supported McCain in the past and definitely honor his service and what he's been through, but he got names wrong. He was trying to imply that Hillary's investigation was somehow tied to this Russian investigation, and it simply wasn't. That's what he was trying to imply, that hers was over, yet yeah. This was continuing. He seemed very off his game today.
I thought he was on his game yesterday. This sort of off-the-cuff attitude that McCain brings, I thought, really worked well yesterday. Today, it just muddied the waters. What did you think, Eric?
He was confused. It was almost sad. And he was trying to ask, like, well, you finished the Hillary Clinton investigation. Why didn't you finish this investigation? And Comey seemed genuinely confused by that, as was I watching. It's like, well, what are you asking? Like, he fired me. We didn't, this investigation is just beginning. It was very strange. I think there's something a little bit wrong with Senator McCain today.
Have you posted your comments online today already?
My column is going to be up as soon as I finish it, so it'll be soon.
We'll be reading then in tomorrow's paper as well, and we'll listen for you on our Mincing Rascals podcast. We'll drop that on Friday and broadcast it on Saturday. Thanks, Eric.
I'll see you in the studio, John. Bye.
That's Eric Zorn, Chicago Tribune, and the Mincing Rascals podcast, which you can subscribe to wherever you get your finer podcasts. It's called The Mincing Rascals.